For decades, record labels have turned to radio and videos to introduce fans to new music. But these days, kids and young adults are spending more of their free time playing video games. As the soundtracks for those games get better, game producers are becoming the tastemakers that radio DJs once were. And the record industry is starting to see them that way, too. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
For a long time, thoughts of video game music evoked exciting ditties like this one. Not exactly the kind of stuff anyone is going to run out and buy. But gradually that's been changing. On Madden, the billion-dollar football game franchise, you might hear a guitar riff like this when someone makes a touchdown. That's the music of Avenged Sevenfold, one of the bands on the Madden 2004 soundtrack. Sean Akavan first heard the song called Chapter 4 while playing the game.
One song like stood out for me, and I found out it was Avenged Sevenfold. I went out and bought the album, and I really loved the album, so I bought the other album, and I started going to a couple of their shows, and I'm one of their biggest fans now.
As on many games now, Madden has a place where players can find out who did the music. Some games even flash the name of the band while the song plays. Avenged Sevenfold, a hardcore metal band, was relatively unknown when they appeared in the soundtrack for Madden 2004. The lead singer, who goes by the name M. Shadows, thinks being in video games helped change that.
We always get kids that say, you know, I heard your stuff on, you know, this video game or that video game, and we went out and bought your CD the next day, and I love the whole CD, blah, blah, blah. So it really has created a lot of new fans for us, which is really cool.
This kind of recognition was exactly what Avenged Sevenfold manager Larry Jacobson was hoping for when he approached a friend at Game Maker Electronic Arts, or EA. While many new and well-known bands have been on video games in recent years, Jacobson believed that Electronic Arts had the power to put a band on the map. He convinced EA to put Avenged Sevenfold on three different games, NHL, NASCAR, and Madden.
And what EA was doing was stepping out saying, this is a band that we believe our gaming audience needs to hear and wants to hear, and we believe because of our consumer reach, we can make a significant inroads in the process of developing and breaking a band. And I think it's very, very clear that's exactly what they did.
Since Avenged Sevenfold appeared on these games, the band has gotten a contract with the major label, Warner Brothers, and its record sales increased by tens of thousands. According to a survey by Electronic Gaming Monthly, nearly 30% of gamers purchased a CD after hearing a song on a video game, and nearly 45% were introduced to a new band by a game. Considering that nearly 250 million games were sold last year, that's a lot of CDs. Game producers like Steve Schnurr, EA's worldwide executive of music, say that listening to the radio is no longer as important to kids as playing games.
I'll sum it up like this. You know, I've got little kids, and a lot of people I know do as well. I don't know how many fights in the backseat of the car are happening anymore with your kids over what radio station is going to be played. I think the fights now are over what game is going into the Game Boy Advance.
Schnurr says record companies are knocking on his door to get their musicians on games. Among those knocking is Daniel Glass, president and CEO of Artemis Records, an independent label. Glass says radio stations have fewer owners and tighter playlists. The video game industry is more open-minded.
It's harder and harder to get onto radio because of so much intervention and so much consolidation. Video games are not like that. You don't have to hire people to get to it. They just like music. You send it to video game companies, it's not like you're sending it to the man. They like the music, they're going to put it on.
The power of the game industry is being recognized by MTV. Last year, it began a show on MTV2 called Video Moms. On Video Mods, songs like this one, Everybody's Fool by Evanescence, are animated by game characters. In this case, it's the mythical creatures of a game called Blood Rain. MTV Vice President of Music and Talent Programming Tom Calderone says they are acknowledging that kids are spending more free time playing games.
They kind of go back and forth. They like something on MTV2 or MTV, and then after that's done, they'll go play a video game, and then they kind of go back and forth. We have to acknowledge that there are other things out there that our audience likes to do than just watching television.
For musicians, video games are a way to be part of youth culture while promoting their music, says Avenged Sevenfold lead singer M. Shadows.
There's bands that will go and put their music in shampoo commercials And kids kind of get a negative vibe by that because they think you're just putting your music in anything that will make you money when really it has nothing to do with the song. But I think video games, the cool thing about that is that it's just such a lifestyle for kids. You know, you can go out and skateboard, you can go out and play guitar, but all kids play video games.
And so do most musicians. Shadow says these days when bands are on tour, that's what they're doing on the bus. Laura Seidel, NPR News.